This is Jim with Bridge Ministries. Thank you for listening today. This is part one of five, and the most important thing in our walk with God is by far, in fact, it's the only thing, is the presence of Jesus Christ, His glory, and Him. That is everything. And even for people who are not saved, it's the most important thing. We get distracted with so many other things. As believers, I'm talking about believers, the 30% of the world, of people who are followers of Jesus Christ, we do everything but the most important thing, which is our personal, private relationship with Him and seeking Him. And His presence, His glory, His majesty, that is what is the key, the secret. That's what allows us to walk with Him. Everything flows from that. And I want to emphasize again, when God came to earth as a man, Jesus Christ, the topic and subject that He talked about, taught about the most, preached about the most, the kingdom. And the kingdom is the presence of God, the presence of Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, the glory of the Lord. That's what the kingdom is. It's simple. It's so simple. And so I want to come back to the simplicity of walking with God, the simplicity. It's simple. It's basic. It's easy. It's, okay, so what's the key? Our personal relationship with Him. Now, I know that sounds, we've heard that a lot, right? But that is true. It's our personal, private relationship with Him. Jesus said, when you pray, don't go out in public. Go into your closet, your secret place. Go into, and your Father who hears in secret will reward you openly. The point is, our personal relationship with Him. Remember, He's a jealous God. If there's anything else that's coming in between our personal, private relationship with Him, it's not gonna work. And that's encouraging to all of us, I think, because it is. I mean, every person on the earth can have a relationship with Him. In fact, that's the way it's supposed to be, and everything flows from that. Yes, we need to be in a church. We need to read the Bible. We need to do all these things. But those things flow from having that relationship with Him. And again, I want to go back to what a privilege, what a glorious, incredible privilege to walk with Him, God Almighty, and to be able to, in this glorious new existence with Him, to the best part is, of course, Him. He's so glorious and beautiful and perfect and holy. It's really, we can't put Him into words. And that's really, the presence of Jesus is so glorious, we can't put Him into human words. Jesus, when He talked about the kingdom, it's so great to read His words about the kingdom. He never could say what the kingdom is. Now, part of that is because He hides it, right? He's the God who hides Himself. That's in Isaiah 45:15, I believe it is. Surely you are the God who hides yourself, O God of Israel, the Savior. Jesus hid Himself, right? And I don't want to get off on that. That's a different subject, and I want to give a teaching on that sometime. It's really fantastic. But, okay, I was saying, Jesus never said what the kingdom is. Part of that is because, you know, he's hiding it somewhat. But another reason is that he cannot be put into human words. He's so glorious. He's so wonderful. He's so awesome. Human words don't do Him any justice. Glory to God. We can't put his glory, him. He's so wonderful, we cannot put him into human words. And so when we see that with our spiritual eyes, when we taste that with our spiritual senses, then we don't want anything else. We just want him. We just want to seek him. That's the answer. Glory to God forever. The answer to why we are here. What every person on the earth was born to do is walk with God every day, their entire life, and to fellowship with him. That's really what we were born to do. That's the end, the final destination of where we're going in this walk with him. Very few get there. Very few. Because we don't deserve it. We aren't doing what he said to do. We're not seeking him with our whole heart. We fail. But the good news is, anyone who finds him as Savior, amen, they can be saved. They can receive eternal life if they just continue walking with him, spend eternity in glory with him. Amen. Eternity, that's what, you know, eternity is eternally more important, infinitely more important than anything on the earth, right? But I was emphasizing that is the answer to so many questions. Why are we here on the earth? What's the purpose of life? What's the real meaning? What's our purpose, our destiny? Why are we here? What's the real answer? You know, every person on the earth is seeking, we're all seeking happiness and joy and fulfillment and harmony, right? We're seeking a lot of different things. Some people are seeking the latest thrill, that, you know, they want the rush, that drugs, alcohol, sex, whatever. But the real answer is his presence and glory, which fulfill us completely. That's what Jesus kept talking about with the kingdom. Is it's like a man finding a treasure buried in a field, and he goes and digs that treasure up again and again. And man, it's like a man who found a pearl of great price, sold everything he had and went and bought that pearl. And just so, and many other teachings he gave about the kingdom. But today the Holy Spirit's available to every person. And I was saying every person on the earth was born to walk with God and to fellowship with Jesus Christ. Okay, what's the proof of that? You know, there a lot of people would argue with that. Here's just one example. Every child on the earth up until the age of 5 is saved and is really is automatically in God's family. Amen. And if they die, they go directly to heaven forever. Amen. Every person. Now, after that age of 5 or 6 or 7, the age of accountability, then that we as people, we have to decide who we serve. God can't make anyone serve him. So we have a free will. And most people tragically don't follow Jesus Christ. That's a tragedy. They're missing out on so much. They're missing out on making it to heaven. That's the biggest thing. I mean, if they don't have Jesus Christ when they die, they go to hell. But they're also missing out on, again, I go back to having this relationship with the Almighty God, who is so wonderful and glorious and is beyond our comprehension. We must seek him in the spirit, with our spirit person. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things will be added to you. Jesus said it right there. Seek first the kingdom of God. So I'll continue in part 2.